and I haven't read it yet. I said, well, read it. And that's when he accused me of all this stuff, you see, handling everything in tune, the gambling and the licking, everything.
You made about five charges.
Against me.
Yes.
Then I was first lieutenant for scrap and politics.
Uh-huh.
And he asked me about it, and I said, Mr. just say a word if it's true. And he hollered, you know, what in the hell's happening? And so I told him, I got land over there, just a river between us on that, and they can't drink, or they can't have no beer, or they can't gamble, they can't play setback, or nothing, they arrest them. And I said, I got a place over there. I'll give them everything, I just take slot machines. And the only thing I do, I said, now if you get the rough thing rough, I'll just padlock the thing, put you out of here. And I said, they run a good place over there. And they got a place to come to play cards, shoot craps, or drink beer, drink whiskey, they don't want to, but they can't get drunk. If they do, they have to send them home. And I said, now as far as Mr. Woolfolk, if he calls me and asks me he wants a man elected, I said, I got to check those bushes and get him some votes. And he said, well, he says, y'all found lots of money at times down there. I said, yeah. I've had as high as $5,000 or $10,000 at one time going around. You know, a fellow needs $100 or $200. So I'd give it to him, you see, and it's just a donation. He never had to pay it back. And I said, now, it don't make no difference to me. I said, now, I hired to you for 90 days, and I've been on here about 15 years. Now, if you want me to quit, all you got to holler, just say so. I said, damn little I'm doing anyway. He said, no, you're doing a whole lot. And get up and go back down there and give Cable an hell.
he thought he was going to expose you, but...
he helped me.
He really made you... What was the law like?
Well, it's against the law. That's what they asked me. I said, well, I helped elect the sheriff before, like now. Mine was running next year for sheriff. If back in old days, he'd come to me, a man run for sheriff, come to me, and if I liked him, and Wolf was backing him up. Well, I said, now listen, we got a business going out there. These boys are selling whiskey and gambling and things like that. I said, I got the slot machine. It was against the law to use slot machines. And he asked me, he said, how in the hell do you get that authority? And I said, hell, I helped elect the sheriff. And I tell him beforehand. And he don't give a damn. I said, he plays poker and drinks too. And I said, don't make any difference. All they want just keep it quiet. Don't like have no fights and somebody get killed. And nobody never did get killed. Now, another thing about it, I told the sheriff and I told them. I said, now don't call no sheriff. If you do, I'm going to padlock the damn thing. If you can't run this damn place, I can padlock it. Mm-hmm. And I never did. I reckon I ran for 25, 30 years out there.
And no trouble.
Never did have any trouble.
You told them what it was going to be like, and they listened.
That's right. And they didn't go out there either.
Uh-huh.
Well, when this country was opened up when I came here in 1910, well, these big plantation of law didn't even go on there without the sin for them. They didn't go out there and rest. The nigger get killed. Only thing we did, bury him. And then that nigger that killed him or that his family, if he owed any money, they paid it. Never put nobody in jail.
Mm-hmm. The plantations pretty much ran themselves.
Right, they did, They did, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I've still got a question about that. It's, were these plantations in existence before the Civil War?
Yeah, they were.
Uh-huh. And then how did the ownership change?
They just went on to work them just the same, like did through the hills.
I see. Did anybody come down or from the north?
Well, I'll tell you now, I'm a Mason, and the man that elected me in Masonry was a lieutenant, was a colonel under Abraham Lincoln. When he finished